Blog Talk Radio.
Fellow citizens of Africa, I greet you in the name of the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League of the World. You may ask, what organization is that? It is for me to inform you that the Universal Negro Improvement Association is an organization that seeks to unite into one solid body the 400 million Negroes of the world. The link of the 15 million Negroes of the United States of America with the 20 million Negroes of the West Indies, the 40 million Negroes of South and Central America with the 280 million Negroes of Africa for the purpose of bettering our industrial, commercial, educational, social, and political conditions. As you are aware, the world in which we live today is divided into separate race groups and distinct nationalities. Each race and each nationality is endeavoring to work out its own destiny to the exclusion of other races and other nationalities. We hear the cry of England for the Englishman, of France for the Frenchman, of Germany for the German, of Ireland for the Irish, of Palestine for the Jew, of Japan for the Japanese, of China for the Chinese. We of the Universal Negro Improvement Association are raising the cry of Africa for the Africans, those at home and those abroad. There are 400 million Africans in the world who have Negro blood coursing through their veins. And we believe that the time has come to unite 400 million people for the one common purpose of bettering their conditions. The great problem of the Negro for the last 500 years has been that of disunity. No one or no organization ever succeeded in uniting the Negro race. But within the last 4 years, the Universal Negro Improvement Association has worked wonders in bringing together in one fold 4 million organized Negroes who are scattered in all parts of the world, be it in the 48 states of the American Union, all the West Indian Islands, and the countries of South and Central America and Africa. These 4 million people are working to convert the rest of the 400 million scattered all over the world, and it is for this purpose that we are asking you to join our ranks and to do the best you can to help us to bring about an emancipated race. If anything praiseworthy is to be done, it must be done through unity. And it is for that reason that the Universal Negro Improvement Association calls upon every Negro in the United States to rally to this standard. We want to unite the Negro race in this country. We want every Negro to work for one common object, that of building a nation of his own on the great continent of Africa. But all Negroes all over the world are working for the establishment of a government in Africa, means that it will be realized in another few years. We want the moral and financial support of every Negro to make the dream a possibility. Already, this organization has established itself in Nigeria, West Africa, and is endeavoring to do all possible to develop that Negro country to become a great industrial and commercial commonwealth. Pioneers have been sent by this organization to Nigeria to lay the foundations upon which the 400 million Negroes of the world will build. If you believe that the Negro has a soul, if you believe that the Negro is a man, if you believe the Negro was endowed with the senses commonly given to other men by the Creator, then you must acknowledge that what other men have done, Negroes can do. We want to build up cities, nations, governments, industries of our own in Africa so that we'll be able to have a chance to rise from the lowest to the highest positions in the African Commonwealth.
And greetings. Welcome to another segment of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and as usual, it is always wonderful to be here with you live and in living color. Starting off tonight, none other than the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, And, of course, this past week, August 17th, marked the Earth Day of the Honorable Martha Scarvey. So, family, what we're going to do tonight is have a conversation about 100 years. I mean, that speech that you heard was 1921. And so we have to ask the question, why are we kind of doing what we're doing now, today, in this day and age, after 100 years of already being told very clearly and with examples shown what it is we really need to be doing? It was said 100 years ago and, again, demonstrated with businesses, with institutions, with an army, with a focus of being free, meaning liberated. So what happened? So we're going to talk about that tonight. I'd like to get some feedback from some of you, of course. And needless to say, fast-forwarding into this being, of course, Black August and also National Black Business Month, that we also call National Black Business and Self-Determination Month, because for me, you can do business all day long, but if there's no real self-determination applied to that, then it's kind of about keeping the system working. So, you know, it is what it is, family. And listen, it's a beautiful thing that we are here today to continue the work of our ancestors. And, hey, that's what's going down. Okay? All right, family, listen. Let me give you a little rundown on some of what we're going to be talking about tonight. Again, with Black August. Tomorrow here in Philadelphia, there's an event. Black August represents political prisoners, different other issues that is referenced to the prison industrialized complex or the prison system in general. But also, it's about the spirit of resistance. And so tomorrow, Sister Charlotte O'Neill, she's also known as Mama C, is going to be here in Philadelphia. She's going to be presenting in terms of her artistry. For those who do not know, she is an incredible artist. And, of course, for tomorrow, there's going to be a healing. In fact, it's called Healing Fest. But it's going to be a whole array of different kinds of artists, presentations, and so forth, in the spirit of Black August and also in the spirit of liberation, resistance, justice, for our people. So if you're in the Philadelphia area tomorrow, and very shortly we're going to have Sister Malika joining us. She is the director at the One Art Center, which is the location that's going to have the event tomorrow here in Philadelphia at 52nd Street. She's going to be joining us shortly. And, you know, hopefully she'll be able to let us know if it's going to be live stream. It might be, or if it's some parts of it might be live stream. And so we'll be asking her about that to see if that's going to be happening. But also tonight, in the spirit of resistance, we're going to talk about Nat Turner. Yep. Tomorrow we'll be focusing on the Nat Turner Rebellion tomorrow. Well, yes, we're going to have with us Sister who is, oh my gosh, this sister is so incredible. In fact, we're going to be working with her, and she with us on a project dealing with some of the educational materials for the children. Excuse me. At any rate, we're going to talk with a sister who is a part of a family. Some may know of the Khalifa family. Excuse me. And, of course, that was a book publisher, and they still are publishing books, by the way. But we are going to talk very shortly with the director of the Nat Turner Library. Sister Angela Khalifa is going to be joining us and tell us about what's going to be going on tomorrow on the land. Actually, the land that she and her family have actually is a part of the Nat Turner legacy. So she's going to be telling us about that when she calls in very shortly. And let's see, who else do we have joining us? Oh, yeah, Philly's going to be hot this month. We have joining us also Sister Mama Nzinga, who is a poet, spoken word artist, and also a reggae master, and a whole bunch of other stuff. She's going to be joining us shortly also. And the other sister that is the head of the, or the CEO of the facility that a lot of activities are happening at now in Philly, it is a healing center as well. And so Sister Khadija Renee is going to be joining us as well. So, family, we got a lot going on tonight. Black August is moving forward nationwide. There's things going on all over the country, definitely focusing on the issues of our political prisoners. Certainly here in Philadelphia, we're raising the bar to free Mumia Abu-Jamal. Again, you know, some of our other political prisoners still need constant support. Certainly Dr. Matula Shakur, Emmanuel Alamin, to name a few. And oh, Reverend Joy Powell. We finally was able to get access to, you know, her website and some other things. And so we're going to be connecting with her very, very soon. And this year for the MWM 25 reunion, we're going to make sure that Sister Joy Powell, is her name is going to be known, and that she is, in fact, a political prisoner. And by the way, there is an article that we have made available to people that she is a part of, and it talks about, are Black women political prisoners? Do they matter? And so we'll talk more about that later as well. So that gives you a little bit of insight into some of what we're going to talk about tonight, family. Again, we're going to talk about Nat Turner Rebellion. Oh, and I would be remiss if I didn't say Haitian Rebellion. The kickoff time is as well. So we have some things that we're going to be talking about in regards to that, too. We started off again with the Honorable Marcus Garvey, his speech that is, you know, powerful. 1921 is when he delivered that dynamic speech. And here we are today trying to figure stuff out. Why, after 100 years? What happened to the ideas of self-determination, family? Why is it for most things that are happening, we can't do it without a grant? I mean, it's just amazing to me. But then not really, because again, when you examine COINTELPRO and other things connected to it, you will see how some of this other stuff manifested. Again, the objective of COINTELPRO was to what? Make sure there was not a Black Messiah on the rise. Well, I hate to say it, but they did a pretty good job, but not good enough. At any rate, family, let's get ready to go to our live wire, our live line, and we're going to now talk about something that's going on tomorrow here in Philadelphia. Mama C is what she's known as, but of course we also know her as Queen Mother Charlotte O'Neill is in Philly. She'll be joining us tomorrow at the One Art Center. And again, family, if you're in the Philadelphia area, I would strongly, strongly suggest that you come by, because it's not just going to be good vibrations, good music, art, vendors. It's going to also be about healing. And it's a fundraiser, because Mother Charlotte and her husband, Baba Pete O'Neill, are doing tremendous work in Tanzania, particularly with the youth. And so we have to support our people in these kinds of endeavors. And so tomorrow's event is also a way to show some love and support for those efforts. So let's get ready to bring in Sister Malaika, who of course is the director over at the One Art Center, and she's going to tell us about what's going on tomorrow And also tell us a little bit about Sister Charlotte, Mama Charlotte, Mama C, and anything else that she wants to tell us about, because they always got a lot of stuff going on at One Art. You know, we were blessed to do a few events over there, and it's, I'm telling you, you're talking about, you know, Philly for me is real funky, meaning that there's so much treasonous stuff going on and so much sellout stuff going on that it's just like a breath of fresh air when you go somewhere and be somewhere where you're just not, I mean, that's just not there. You can sense it. You can feel it. But anyway, let's go to our live line, and let's talk with Sister Malaika. Let me open up her mic, and I think, okay, here we go. Hey, Sister Malaika, how are you this evening?
Empress Filet, thanks so much for just, you know, opening a way and having this program and for all you do and just for, you know, speaking truth to power and continuing on. You're one of, you know, one of the roots and foundation, you know, here in Philly. So we're grateful for you.
Sister, well, we love you black.
yes. Give thanks.
So we are excited about tomorrow. Oh, my goodness. So tell us about it.
Okay. So tomorrow at 12, between 12 and 8, we are having the Healing Fest fundraiser featuring Mama C. So you know, you gave a really great intro. To who she is, and I can talk a little bit more about her. Yeah. So, you know, again, for those of you that don't know Mama Charlotte O'Neill and Baba Pete O'Neill, you know, Panthers, Baba Pete, he was the head of the party in Kansas. And so,
Black Panther Party.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right, the Black Panther Party. So when, you know, like you were just talking about COINTELPRO, right? So he was convicted and was out on bail. And they realized, Mama Charlotte and Baba Pete realized that they had to get out, you know. And so a lot of the Panthers went to Algeria, and I think that, you know, one time there were 30 members there, and then there to Tanzania, and they built, after I think it was about 15 years there, they built this amazing community center that is just such a beautiful, welcoming home for all of us. You know, United African Alliance Community Center, and it's beautiful. There's a children's school. Baba Pete opened up. The children are the future. Are the leaders. I'm sorry, I'm messing up the name here. but you know, they've had over 21. You know, 21 between 21 and 28. Youth living there, growing there, going to school, you know, just creating that family and growing community, and continuing the ideals of the Black Panthers and doing it in the motherland. So it's just I can't wait. I just encourage everyone to go home to Mama Africa calling you. Go home, put your feet on the earth there and really feel that healing that can only take place there. You know, it's like we gotta
go home. That's
And while we're here, though, we still got to get some healing going on. And so that's what One Art is. And we are not just trying to.
Yes, you are.
yes. And just, you know, creating space so that we can heal in all the different ways that we do, whether it's music and dancing, which is going to be happening tomorrow, or, you know, educational film fest, which is also happening tomorrow. We're going to see some of Mama C's films. And then there's going to be a Q&A panel discussion about that, about them. And then Brother Ghani is, has hooked up a panel, called Maroon Futures.
Mm-hmm.
And, there are some pretty amazing panelists that are going to join us, including
mm-hmm.
Mama
mm-hmm.
C. We've got live band, Urban Shaman's going to perform, and then we're all going to
mm-hmm.
jam. So if you have an instrument, bring it with you. And, you know, all day we're going to have farm to table foods. My mother-in-law is hooking up the menu for us all so we can enjoy veggies right from the farm here at One Art. And, and then I'm so excited about this. And Empress Filet, I hope you take advantage of it. Tomorrow is going to be a whole, the Healing Pavilion, right? So
yes.
We're going to have all sorts of Black massage therapists doing body work through all different, you know, Reiki and Thai massage.
Yes, yes.
It's going to be amazing. We're going to get our healing on and get charged up and recharged and restored so we can continue to do this work. And I am so excited to share. I'm going to share tomorrow too, but we are together with Mama Charlotte and Baba Pete. We are
mm-hmm.
opening One Heart Healing Center, Heshima Land, which is 10 minutes away from UAACC.
What? Oh, wow. Wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to have to come back and tell us more about that and how we can support, because
yes,
I'm ready to go,
you.
Too. I mean, I've been to various other countries. I've never been to
Tanzania.
Say it again?
February. Yep.
February? Oh, listen. Okay,
yes.
Wait a minute. We're going to talk tomorrow because
we're ready to go. Yes,
my son and I are ready to go. And, okay, great. We're going to
mm-hmm.
do that.
Yep. Yes,
wonderful.
We are. And I got a whole stack of passport applications because, for our family that don't got one, y'all better get one.
That's right.
Right?
Oh,
we don't sleep
right.
on that. Get it now. Even if you don't come to Tanzania in February, everyone out there, please get your passport.
Absolutely. Now, Sister Malaika, is any part of it going to be streamed tomorrow or Facebook or anything? Because, you know, you do have some folk that are not in Philly and they might want to see a little something.
Yeah. So I did not arrange that.
Okay.
But I know
okay.
that Brother Shamari is going to try to, he's going to do his show. He's going to do it live here tomorrow.
Oh, great. That'll work. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Some people filming it, but the live stream,
okay.
So maybe the film's coming soon.
Okay, great. And so let me see, just a quick sidebar, family. So Mama Malik, like I mentioned, Brother Ghani, and I just wanted to let everyone know that brother songstress is incredible. And he is, you know, we talk about the issues of prisons. He was a juvenile lifer, okay? He and others
mm-hmm.
were released. That's the one thing that maybe Obama kind of did a little, not much, but that little thing kind of.
Yeah.
Helped. And a lot of our people were, you know, were actually able to get out. Some of them had been in for 30 years. You understand? And even longer, you know, and went in as youth, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18, like that. And so so when you hear that name, Brother Ghani, he is one of the brothers, Shaka Buma, who just texted me a little while ago. He's one that's recently out. And so, you know, these are some of the issues that we're going to be talking about tomorrow. Of course, it's a celebration. Of course, it's going to be interactions, but we're going to also be focusing on what we need to do. First of all, some history, but also what we need to do. And lastly, Sister Malika mentioned the title of the forum, the name Maroon. And I would be remiss if I did not mention now ancestor Russell Maroon, who taught so many of the young brothers while he was incarcerated. And so they're kind of paying tribute to his great legacy. And so, you know, when you hear that name in these kinds of matters, then, you know, make sure you know of that serious black man who stood up, you know, who was tortured really for decades in solitary confinement, which is another issue, the issue of solitary confinement. And lastly, we're going to go back to Sister Malika. Lastly, family, we're going to be talking more next week when we do the We Charge Genocide 21 session on the 13th Amendment, because next week is International Day in recognizing slavery and the abolishment based on the UN.
Yeah.
We're going to have some sessions next week, and we'll be talking about that on our Zoom calls. And then with that, talking about the 13th Amendment and the fact that, for those who don't know, slavery is legal under the 13th Amendment if you are incarcerated.
And very profitable.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. So these are some of the things, family, that you're going to hear about tomorrow and next week and on, because you know we're going to do this till we win. No doubt about it. I talked to Baba Yao earlier today, and he said, and I reiterate, we're in it to win it.
Yes, we are. I say.
All right, Sister Malika, please share with the family the location, the time again, and how they can get tickets and how they can donate.
Yes, good thanks. Good thanks. What a joy. Thank you. And we hope to, well, we're continuing tomorrow, so Filet will be there. Y'all are going to be
set up with
aromatherapy. And it is here at One Art Community Center, which is 1431 through 39 North 52nd Street. We're between 80th and there's going to be a black farmers market. We're going to have our Better Vintage. There are just the panel discussion and the films, the music, the jam. Oh, I forgot to mention earlier the comedic yoga. Of course, table all day, and you know it's all featuring. You'll see Mama C throughout the day in these different spaces, sharing and you know spreading the healing in the community. 12 to 8
tomorrow. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yep. Please continue. And make sure you again let folks know how they can get tickets and how they can also donate.
Yeah. So you know, just come and we want everyone to be able to be a part of this. So whatever you can give at the door, it's a blessing, you know. And we're going to have raffles throughout the day, so there's other, you know, opportunities to keep giving. And, you know, because the more we give, the more abundance there is, right? And, yeah, so we'll see you all tomorrow. One love.
All right. Sister Malika, please let folks know your website so that they can always stay in touch with you.
It's oneartcommunitycenter.com, and all of our social media is One Art Community Center.
Okay. And one thing else I wanted to mention before we go. You mentioned the film, and I think it's so important that we just, you know, let folks know a little bit about the film. I think you're referring to Panther in Africa.
Yes, yes. Well, come hear the story, you know. You'll hear the story that of Baba Pete and Mama Charlotte's time in Africa, and it's so inspirational, and you know they continue on just growing and growing and teaching and learning, so it's such a blessing.
All right, I think that's a perfect title. And also, family, I want to mention that if you want to get more information about the United African Alliance Community Center, UAACC, there's a website for them as well, and you can just go to www.uaacc.net. Again, www.uaacc.net. You can also make donations at that site, okay? All right, family, y'all got it. Listen, yeah. A lot of folks talk stuff, but some folks do more than just talk. And again, it's a pleasure to talk with Sister Maleka, and the work that they're doing over there at One Art is incredible. Hey, Sister Maleka, I heard y'all got some chickens now and some what else y'all got over there now?
Oh, come see you tomorrow. You know, the family's always...
But I want our listeners to know.
Well, hopefully the listeners will be there too, but you,
well,
if you're
not. The thing about that is some of my listeners are in New York. I mean, I have listeners that are kind of all over the country. So that's why I was asking about if it was going to be live streamed, because this is not just Philly that's listening tonight.
So, right. Yeah, you know what? Let's just put that out there, you know, because maybe, you know, between now and then, we're going to figure out how to live stream it.
All right.
So, yeah. Okay. So we have chicken, duck, peacock, guinea fowl. There's a horse. There are bees and like over 2,000 fish that feed our plants.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And what kind of produce? What kind of produce are you growing?
Mainly tomorrow there'll be cabbage. There's going to be watermelons and cantaloupe and golden watermelons. There'll be some, I think, peppers and maybe onions. I haven't got the final count of what's there, but, yeah, there's going to be a little bit of everything. And it's going to be beautiful.
All right. So y'all heard it. Tomorrow here in Philly, kicking off that. Say it again. Is it 12 o'clock?
Yes.
12
o'clock.
All right. 12 o'clock. All right, family, if you're in the Philadelphia area, you have got to stop by. And even if you're not in the Philadelphia area, I know some of y'all up in there in New York, it's only 2 hours. So listen, you know, it's going to be a jam session. And think about what it's about. You know, it's about that spirit of resistance. It's about, you know, making sure that information is circulated as well as healing. Okay, that's a major part. Being liberated, you know, is health, y'all. I mean, you know, in this day and age, you know, those before us wasn't able to deal with and do health, wellness, and things of that nature. We're blessed, you know, because of some of the sacrifices that they made to be able to do what we do. So let's do it. Sister Maleka, thank you so much for sharing with us, and I will see you tomorrow.
Yes, thank you for having me. One love.
All right, my sister, my whole chat. All right, family, moving right along. We are going to be ready for our next segment. And I think, although I'm not seeing them in queue, we're supposed to be talking with Mama and Zynga. and Sister Khadija Renee. So hopefully they'll be coming on shortly. Sisters, if you can hear me, I need you to press 1 because I'm not going to be able to see you unless you do that. But at any rate, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we should be able to have the next conversation for tonight. We'll be right back. All right. Now, I know y'all might think that that's like jazz from here, but it really isn't. It's coming from Ethiopia. Yep, Nolata Askeki, Ethiopian. Just shows you how it's all connected, y'all. Our music, our art, our culture, it's all connected. And anyway, family, listen, let's get ready to go to our live line again. I want to thank Sister Maleka for sharing that information about what's going to be going on tomorrow here in Philadelphia at 12 o'clock. Incredible program is going to unfold. And, hey, I'm looking forward to it, and we'll certainly give you an update next week to let you know some of the things that went down, because it's going down, and it's all good tomorrow here in Philly. One Art Center. Okay, let's go to our live line. It looks like I see at least one of the sisters are in queue. And so let's open up the mic. And we're going to talk about another event that's going to be coming up here in Philly next Saturday. And so listen, I tell you, with our people. And so here in Philly, I'm just so happy to see a certain kind of development, because again, independent institutions is something that it seems like most want to not do anymore. You know, me coming up in the struggle, that's the only thing people talked about. We was only around that kind of stuff. Well, I would say only around it, but it was impressed upon us, you know, very, very much. And so in talking with Sister Maleka, they are independent. And so we're going to talk with another group now that is doing something here in Philly with the arts and with healing. And so let me open up the mic and see who we have with us coming in now. Greetings to you, sister. How are you this evening?
This is Mama Nzinga. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, Mama Nzinga. How are you?
I'm being blessed. Every second
I know
is
that,
sacred.
Right. Oh,
every
Ashe.
Ashe. You must know
right.
Now is the time.
I know
this
that's
is last
right.
August.
Whoa,
this
you
is
know
last
it. And,
August.
Oh, my gosh, yes. The energy in this month is incredible. And, again, you know, tomorrow we'll kick off Nat Turner. And then the day after that is the Haitian Revolution. So this is no joke. Yes.
Sankofa.
Yes,
the ancestors
absolutely.
Are coming back.
Absolutely.
They're back.
Absolutely.
Turning
yes,
the,
yes,
turning
yes,
the
yes.
tide around.
I know
so I'm just right. grateful to be living alive at this time.
That's right.
So we are having
absolutely.
An event coming at the, at the Energy Healing Center of Philadelphia, and that is at 143 West Walnut Lane in Germantown. It's between Green and Germantown Avenue. Pretty centrally located in Germantown. Very beautiful space. We have a very nice green space on the outside, and on the inside we have a lovely you got to come over, Philae. You've got to come over and experience
it. I'm looking at doing an event there. Do you know Dr. George Love? Have you ever heard of him?
I heard the name, but I don't know him personally.
Okay. Well, he's actually from Philly. You know, he hasn't lived in Philly in several years, but he's actually from Philly. But he's a doctor of Oriental medicine, and so we'll be bringing him to Philly in October because we're going to start training in the arts and in acupuncture. He was a student of Dr. Matula Shakur's student, so we're going to keep that legacy and history rolling. So he's coming, and we're thinking about bringing him maybe to your center.
That would be wonderful. That would be awesome.
Yes.
Because that's one of the things, people like him, and also I like Dr. Phil Valentine. I did mention that to Khadija. I said, if any way we can get some of these great people that are out there who can help raise up the consciousness in Philadelphia even more, even though we still have a lot that are conscious, we need to wake a lot more up. But the event that we have coming up, it is on the 27th, Saturday the 27th, and it will be from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and that will be at the Energy Healing Center of Philadelphia, like I said, 143 Walnut Lane. You'll look for a purple sign that says ECOP. It'll be right there in this, we're at the end of the parking lot. We have parking. We have on the street. We have parking on site, and we have parking on the street.
Wonderful.
It's just for us. It says, just for you, Healing Arts, open mic.
Mm-hmm,
and I'm
mm-hmm.
presenting, and it'll be Black storytelling. It'll be singers, MCs. Last time we had it in July. The last was the 30th of July. We had wonderful singers, songwriters, storytellers, and people were telling human stories, like real stories of what happened and what was happening to them now, and maybe some tragedy almost happened to them. And they had to let it out now. And they came to the mic. It wasn't going to kill us. We had to listen to each other. And we got lifted. We got lifted.
Wonderful.
So I'm telling you, this healing open mic is a beautiful thing. And if you want to get a massage right there, you can get that. And we also have, we have a vegan chef. Last week we had an event where we had Darius Lance. He's an OU vegan. He's a very good veganese. And then we have another chef named Mia. She has Trib, I believe her name is her. She's an in-house chef. But there's a lot of healing to be done, and we want people to come out and share. The cost is just going to be like $10, but they say nobody will be turned away because we never know who really needs this. You know, maybe they can't afford to come through. So we're not turning anybody down. So
there's
a lot of
great.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. But so the general fee, though, for those of 10 is how much?
Say that again.
The general fee for those who can pay is how much?
$10, $10 donation.
Okay, great.
Yes, a $10 donation.
Is it going to be paid at the door, or can they buy tickets in advance, or how is
that done? They can pay it. They can pay at the door.
Okay.
Right now, that's where we have it. Yeah, we have it like pay at the door. But
Okay, and do you have a website?
Yes, it is it says Energy Healing, lowercase, Energy Healing Center of PHL at gmail.com. Oh, that's our, email. Mm-hmm.
All right, okay, great. All right. So, yes. Family, you all heard it right here. Unfortunately, I won't be able to attend because we do something at Mama Osceola's every last Saturday. We've been doing it for over a year now. Every last Saturday,
okay.
We're over at Mama Osceola's.
Okay.
So I won't be able to attend, but family, listen, those of you who are here and you want to check it out, certainly make sure you do that, and there's activities that go on at this facility on an ongoing basis. And listen,
yes,
it's time for us to heal. It's time for us to, you know, as the sister just said, Mama and Zynga, and I'm Mama Filet, by the way. But at any rate, at any rate, you make sure that, you know, give out the website and email information again, sister, and then that way people can stay connected with you, and that way, you know, if you have a mailing list or some other way of communications, and by the way, you have a Facebook. So let people know how to connect with you on Facebook.
Okay. On Facebook, it's like Nzinga, N-Z-I-N-G-A, Asele, A-S-E-L-E, and the last name is L-E-L. So if you put it in Nzinga, N-Z-I-N-G-A, and look for the one that comes up with L, and put L-E-L at the end, if you forget the Asele, don't forget the L, and it'll come up. And I'm holding a microphone.
Right.
And let's see.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Energy Healing Center of PHL at gmail.com. And let's see. I'm looking for the website here. Well, that would be it. And So that's how you would RSVP. Oh no, that would be 267-297-7993. That's the RSVP. Let's see. So that's what I want to say, and just tell people. Have your mind mentally prepared because so many things are going on right now. Get your I thought it was a situation where I had to leave my home and do something somewhere else, and I didn't have anything to just run out the door with my emergency stuff. So that put me on notice to get my emergency stuff together, and I would tell that to everybody. You know, not a lot, just something you can roll with, some little bag of food, little clothing, little protection, you know, something to keep warm with, some water. We never know how it's going to go down here. They're having a lot of flooding in Savannah right now, I understand, and in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I went by the street 30th near Girard Avenue. The water is just running underground.
Oh.
And so many, yes, it's just running. Like, what is going on here? And every so often they go and they tear up our street and try to fix it. And they say, oh, it has something going on there. But it's not just one street. It's about four streets going towards Girard Avenue.
Right.
So I don't know how. And then we're close to Schuylkill. But I just want to tell people, be aware.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware.
All
there's things going on.
Well, thank you.
And there's things in the universe.
Absolutely.
There's things in the universe. But we have the power to listen and hear and know what to do next. Don't stand in fear. Stand in your power. Stand in your power in every hour. Stand in your power.
Mm-hmm.
Be strong and know. God's got you. The ancestors are behind you. And it's our time. We must listen and move forward and do what we were sent here to do. Every second is sacred. Every second is. That's my story for tonight. Every second is sacred.
Well, listen, we started off tonight with the Honorable Marcus Garvey. And so his words from 100 years ago echoes what you just said. Unfortunately, obviously folks haven't listened to well, because he said something very similar 100 years ago. But maybe right now is going to be more of the time. But, you know, again, action is going to be absolutely important. And you all are doing the thing that Marcus Garvey taught us, and that is
right.
self-determination, independence. And I think
right.
that's going to be the real difference for today. So, sister, thank you so much. Listen, I hope you will consider doing some classes with us, because we now have the MWM archivist, the justice archivist,
okay.
and there will be classes available in writing, in storytelling, griot, you know, griotism, and so forth.
Oh,
so
yeah.
hopefully you will consider doing some classes.
Yes, I definitely will put that into We'll Talk.
All
and
right.
We just,
well, you
we
know
just,
the reunion is
thanks.
Coming. Yes.
Yes, we give thanks. And just know you got to love yourself, everybody. You got to love yourself. You
All
can't
right.
buy into the old story. You got to
yes.
love yourself right now. Start loving yourself, loving your family, because we wouldn't see all what we see
right.
if we loved ourselves more. But anyway.
Ashe. Ashe.
Thank you.
My sister,
Philae.
Thank you.
Yes,
and we'll talk. Mama Philae, thank you. And we will talk again
yes.
soon. Peace to
yes.
you.
Yes, blessings. Thank you. Blessings.
All right. All right, Sandy, listen, we're going to go to our next segment, and hopefully in a few moments, I'm waiting for our sister to connect with us, and I'm talking about, tomorrow, Nat Turner. Yep, Rebellion Day. Nat Turner Day is starting tomorrow. So we're going to talk with Sister Angela Khalifa, hopefully shortly. Sister, if you can hear me, you need to press 1 because I can't really find you easily unless you do. So if you hear me, press 1 so we can bring you into queue. All right, then, in the meantime, listen, if you all have something that you would like to share, we will need you to do that, particularly as we're talking about Black August. And when we're talking about the other things that is relevant to our liberation. So if you have something that you would like to share with us right about now, we would welcome you to do so. We give you the opportunity to do so. And with that said, you can press 1 now, and we would certainly. Okay, there we go. We had a brief little blip there. Okay, so again, we're waiting for our sister to call in. I'm not sure what is happening, but again, if you have something you want to share, family, please feel free to press 1 now, and we would love to hear any comments, suggestions, thoughts that you might want to share with us. Again, we're talking about COINTELPRO. We're talking about Black August. We're talking about resistance. Is there something that you like to share with us in that regard? If so, press 1 now, and we will be more than happy to bring you into the conversation. In the meantime, let me just check something here and see what's going on. Okay. All right, Mr. Family, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to try to see if I can reach the sister who is supposed to be coming up next. So I'm going to reach out to her and see what's going on. In the meantime, we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
All right. Okay, I think I see her in queue now, family. Let me try to see if this is her. Hopefully it is. Okay. Greetings, Sister. Sister Angela, is this you? Sister Angela?
Greetings. Yes.
Okay.
Greetings. Are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Greetings. I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Sister?
Okay. We've been waiting for you, but we're glad to have you now.
Yes, we're on these country roads, and I'm literally just parking, so I've been traveling and driving for the past 2 hours, so I do apologize. I'm literally just pulling onto the farm as we speak.
Okay.
So thank you so much for your patience. Thank you all for your patience.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Okay, so tomorrow, what's going on?
Yeah, so tomorrow we're super excited. It's Nat Turner Day. It is the 191st War Memorial Celebration in commemoration of Nat Turner, General Nat Turner, Reverend Prophet, leading America's most successful slave revolt, the Black Liberation Army. So right here in Southampton County, and I'm thankful to be living on a part of his ancestral birthland. On the Khalifa family farm. My father-in-law, Elder Khalifa, and his late wife, Mother Rita, they actually purchased 123 acres of Nat Turner's ancestral birthland, a part of that, and they dedicated their lives to building a library, the Nat Turner Library, and that serves as a repository which houses thousands of books written by Black authors about Black life, history, and culture, and in particular with an emphasis on Nat Turner, being that this is his birthland, his birthplace. And so therefore, my father-in-law, let me just back up a bit. He's affectionately known as the father of independent Black publishing. He actually, he was that publisher that published Black authors when white publishers were not. And so there was an annual book awards for white authors, and that was held the first week of June. And so my father-in-law, 30 years ago, started the Black Books Achievement Awards to celebrate black authors on that same day, and it's been 30 years. So that's just one of many of many things that this amazing person has done, and the legacy that he's leaving because he's still with us. And because of him and with the Nat Turner Library, we are having our Nat Turner Day, which is an annual celebration honoring the date of the revolt in 1831. So we're super excited. We're gonna gather here tomorrow at 11 a.m. for an opening, and we do like a Nat Turner briefing prior to the tour. And then at 12 noon, we're going to be departing for the Nat Turner Mobile War Trail Tour, which is a caravan. And that tour is led by Elder Khalifa and my husband, Ibn Khalifa. So they're both tour guides. And they basically just trace the steps to some of the places of the revolt. So there's a lot of history in that. There's a lot of information. And, you know, it's very powerful because, you know, you feel the ancestral presence. That's very, very common.
I'm sure. Oh, my God.
So this area, you know, we've got cotton fields. It's all of that. So when people come out around October and November, you know, it's just something just to see our people just burst into tears. Because there's a connection, they feel something. So it's pretty powerful. So tomorrow's going to be a big deal. So following the tour at noon, we're going to have our African marketplace in which we, you know, focus on our cultural vendors, and we'd like to, you know, make an effort to keep our businesses in business. So that's a very important part that we inject in everything that we do, supporting our businesses and our vendors. And then we're going to have a plant-based dinner we have a sister on our land who has a kitchen, and it's called Magical Kitchen. And it's all organic, it's all vegetarian. Yeah, all vegetarian. So all of our events, she's, you know, doing amazing things with the plant-based menu. And tomorrow we're going to have RBG lentil soup. Yes, red, black, and green lentil soup. Yes, we are. We're going to have RBG. Yes, we're going to have RBG quinoa.
I'm going to do that one. I'm doing that one. I'm letting you know right now. I'm that one.
You got to do it. Wow. Absolutely. We're going to have the RBG quinoa. We're going to have, sautéed vegetables. And we're going to have, we always do like an elderberry or hibiscus tea. So that's pretty good, keeping the antioxidants. We've got that in cake. So that's our menu. And then following that, we have Dr. Umar Ifatunde Johnson, who comes out annually. He's our guest lecturer, and that's at 4 p.m. And so we'll be closing out at 8 p.m. And we're just looking forward to, you know, a dynamite time. You know, our guests, they caravan from all over the country. And it's just amazing just to see, you know, how people are just moved by wanting to be a part of the history and just connecting with it. So that's what's going on here. And we are actually building a new Nat Turner Library. We are no longer in the location which previously housed. We closed the doors in 2020 of that location.
Wow.
However, we're still on the land. And we're still, and so our goal is to have our new building by next year. So we've been doing, hosting our events. They've been outdoor tent events since 2020. So we're just in our building phase. We're in a fundraising phase. We have a membership. You know, if you were to go to natturnerlibrary.com, it just talks about the different levels of membership support if one wants to be a part of, you know, keeping this monument, this legacy alive. We certainly are a welcoming of that. And and as well, if anyone is in Virginia and want to be a part of tomorrow, they, you know, feel free again to go to our website, natturnerlibrary.com, to get tickets or for more information or to donate your time, because we also have volunteers, because this is a farm. And it's a lot of acreage. And so the whole point is, it's bigger than us, and it's not just about us. You know, this land is a destination for our people in times of crisis, and that's per Elder Khalifa. And so I thought that just chills down my spine when I first met him and he said those words to me. And I said, oh, wow, that resonated in a way that, you know, it just chills just went through me. So a place of destination during times of crisis for our people. How about that?
Wow, that is beautiful. And as you said, it is right on time. And, you know, I was blessed to speak with the elder. It's been a while, but he and my daughter's father knew each other very well. You know, in fact, my daughter's father had one of the first black bookstores. And so that's how they knew each other, with Baba Khalifa being a publisher. So, wow. You know, that's incredible. So this is what's going on tomorrow. Now, I'm just going to fast forward for one moment. I'm going to come back to you, because I want to talk a little bit about you, because you are an incredible artist, of course, an illustrator, and, of course, we're getting ready to do something with that. But I just want to fast forward for one moment, because, family, I want you all to get ready, because what our sister just mentioned, Sister Angela mentioned that they do something in August, and also November. And so what we're going to do between now and November is start organizing to get people to go down for the November event, 11/11. So Sister, tell us a little bit about that.
So 11/11 is what's called Ancestors Remembrance Day. And, of course, 11/11, 1831, is when, you know, our brave ancestor, Nat Turner, transitioned, was murdered on 11/11. So on that day, we honor his legacy. We honor his spirit. And we honor all of the ancestors who lost their lives, gave their lives, who fought, bled, and died for our liberation. So we honor all of them on Ancestors Remembrance Day in addition to Nat Turner. So, yeah, so on 11-11, again, Dr. Umar comes out to be with us on that day. And, yeah, so our guest journey here as well for a day of commemoration. So we would love to have, you know, you to come out and, you know, yes, bring friends, bring a bus. Buses. We love that. That would be
awesome. Absolutely. And I mean, again, family, you know, the caravan idea is perfect, you know, for those who have vans or other kinds of vehicles. You know, we need to start doing these types of things. We want to connect more with our ancestors. So what kind of activities, what kind of actual connective work are we talking about doing? And so one of my missions now is to help do that. As a matter of fact, I didn't tell you this, Sister Angela, but I have an honorary doctor's degree. And my honorary doctor's degree literally is in traditional African and contemporary religion and spirituality and ritual.
Okay.
So that means I have to start using and stepping up to that part of my you know, existence as well. So, you know, the ancestral piece is very important, and that's one of the things that we're going to be bringing forward now with the NWM25 and the universal movement. And one final little sidebar. My son, Imhotep, was born on 11-11.
Okay. That's beautiful.
So while we while we lost one great man, another one was born.
There we go. That's right.
That's right. That's the resurrection spirit.
That's right. And he lives through us. His spirit lives through us. So in that way,
absolutely, absolutely. All right. So listen, family, I'm going to go back to Sister Angela in a minute and really talk a little bit about her. But if you all have a question or a comment that you'd like to share, again, I want to give you that opportunity. You can press one now, and we certainly would love to hear any thoughts that you may have. You should have some. I mean, come on, tomorrow? Nat Turner Day? If that doesn't spark something in your heart and in your mind, I don't know what can. But anyway, listen, I'm feeling it. I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling it. And here in Philadelphia tomorrow, Sister Angela, there's another event going on here. And it's, you know, dealing with Black August and the spirit of resistance. And so, you know, this is a powerful time period. But at any rate, let's do this. Tell us a little bit about you, because you in your own right is an accomplished artist, illustrator, and tell us a little bit about your collection, or should I say your creations.
So I guess it goes back to childhood. You know, my dad was an original Black Panther from the Black Panther Party, and I started school in Washington, D.C. back in the 70s and was exposed to pretty much, you know, what was going on in the world of civil rights. And as a six-year-old girl, you know, I just thought it was quite interesting that, you know, all this is going on in the world. I'm seeing this at home with Dad having his meetings and Mom's cooking for Angela Davis and Bobby Seale in our living room. Yes. And so I just noticed, okay, in school they're not talking about this. There was no, they really weren't focused on what was going on in the world. So I knew that I had to create in a way that would express and I guess just expose what was going on that was being hidden, that wasn't being taught in school. So I bridged the gap.
Yes.
Fast forward, I took my artistic abilities and I created what's called Black History Coloring Books. And they are illustrated history books that are disguised as coloring books, and they're for ages 8 to 88, and it's all about learning about those missing Black history lessons that were somehow left out of the history books. So just from a girl that was sparked in me not seeing our lessons being taught and hearing about them at home and not in school, so I thought, okay. And then I decided I wasn't going to spend my life fighting inside the school system to have the books integrated, I decided I wanted to work more with the parents and the families, the first teachers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that way we can always counter, we can always counter with the truth. So, yeah, so it's been a creative way to teach, and I'm just thankful to have been able to, you know, just share that gift with the world. And basically, you know, the books are around the world. They're in Africa. They've been in museums. But most important to me is that they're in the hands of, you know, those who are hungry for the information. And it's an easily digestible form of reading history. Again, with the illustrations, it's not a lot of text, but the text that's there, like each page is a book. Each page is a book. I decided to just pull out the most powerful points and say, okay, bam, there you go on one page. So, yeah,
wow.
So that's what history illustrated books or coloring books are all about. It's about giving it to you, but just in a different way, in a raw way,
sure.
And in a way that you want to learn more, you want to read more. So, yeah, so I could go on and on. And I also create custom dolls. I do handmade cloth dolls. And in that way, I'm preserving the folk art, the ancestral folk art of cloth doll making.
Mm-hmm.
So I've also taught, you know, young people, but, you know, it's one of the traditions that we've got to keep it going. And so I'm just one of those persons along the way that's, you know, keeping that chain connected.
Wonderful.
So that's another creative pursuit. And they're my Freedom Culture Dolls is the name of my doll collection, Freedom Culture Dolls.
And
they're
art
dolls.
We're planning to feature that during the Million Women March reunion. We're getting ready to feature some of that to a private showing. So there will be a lot of information coming. If Sister Andrew's not able to literally join us physically, we will be able to do it via some form of live streaming, et cetera. Wow, I can't wait. This is going to be incredible. And also, we're working with Sister Ansa to develop our educational items. And one of the first ones, of course, is our 25 Sister Saints. So we're working on, as the sister just said, a coloring book and an activity book. Right now, you know, for the children, but of course adults should be able to utilize it too. So we're hoping to have this ready for everyone come Black History Month, Women's History Month.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's doable.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Sister Angela, stay right there. We have a couple of callers that might have they definitely got something to say, but I'm not sure if it's a question or a comment,
sure.
But we're going to find out in a minute. So let's go to caller at 0519. 0519, your mic is open. Welcome to this segment of New Day.
Peace, Empress Filet, and peace to the sister there with the Nat Turner Library. I'm really fascinated. This is Sister Haraya. I'm really fascinated, and I would be very interested in Empress and any caravan that is organized to go down and jump in with 2 feet and do a couple hours worth of work, you know, whatever we can do if we just go down and take a tour, you know. But I just wanted to say this is really fascinating. I'm glad they have secured this land and creating this library. And I'm going to go to the website so I can make a donation.
Oh, well, thank you, sister.
Wonderful.
We appreciate you so much. Yes, and hopefully you'll get to come out to visit and to get a tour. That would be awesome.
Yeah, you're in Virginia?
We're in Virginia. We're in Southern Virginia. We're off of 85. I don't know. Where are you located?
I'm in Philadelphia, so I'm not going to promise that unless there is a caravan organized. You know, I don't see myself as coming on my own, but
okay.
We'll keep that in mind if I'm ever passing through Virginia, that I must stop there to see what it is you're doing there. But I know that I will commit to a joining in on a caravan going down with a group of people.
Yes,
wonderful.
Yes. So we will definitely start working on that, sister. I'll definitely keep you abreast of that because I'm definitely going. So anyone that wants to go, we are here ready to collectively I mean, we need to. This is a powerful and historical kind of thing.
Yeah, this is historical. This is monumental.
Yes.
So, you and I, I'll go. I'm just saying, I don't see myself going by myself.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. All right, my sister. Well, thank you much, and I'll keep you abreast on how we're developing it, because come October, you know, there'll be a lot of people we'll be connecting with, and surely some of them will want to support and participate.
All right, then. Peace and love.
All right.
Thank you. Beautiful. Peace and love, sister.
All right, that was Sister Haraya. Okay, let's go to caller at 9498. Your mic is open. Welcome to this segment of New Day.
Hello, Sister Filet. How you doing?
Hey, Brother Ray Ray. How are you?
All right. To the great people of Philly. Good. That's a lot of good stuff she's running down with. And it's especially getting that land.
Yes.
And
yeah.
That's big. That is big, and the coloring book is excellent. I got to get the website again. I was multitasking, but in this coming schools opening back up. We don't have a lot of Nat Turners speaking up on these people pushing this vaccination for these children.
Okay.
And funny thing is, I was in Harlem week today with my grands, and they was going full force pushing it, and the gentleman that I saw, I had met him at the African Arts Festival in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
and my granddaughter and his granddaughter was getting the face painting, and they developed a friendship, and me and him talked. I gave him, always send him the link for the Mackey's Club. So we talking today. His daughter ain't even 8 years old. He said he gave her this, got it. She took the vac.
Mm-hmm.
The vaccine.
Wow.
Wow.
I said, what are you doing? And I'm wishing it was some Nat Turners speaking out on what's going on and trying to help the fired city workers. And in New York, you got a mayor and other black folks running around. Not a Nat Turner voice in none of them, and sending out place cards for people to vote for them, and they talk real tough to regular black people. But when them Jews and them white folks ask them to do something, they are on it quick, fast. No tough talking, but... I just wish it was some more Nat Turner speaking up, because we got some city workers that hasn't got a paycheck for since basically September. They're doing stuff for all these other races, and it's just a sad situation. But when that guy told me he gave his he allowed his daughter to take the vaccine at like 8 years old, and was proud that he did it. I hope somebody be speaking up pretty soon, but these weaponized Negroes is in full effect in New York, and I bet they in full effect in Philly.
Okay.
So it's a good stuff that you're talking about with the land purchase, because that is big, and hope success come. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we've got to support each other. You know, there's a network of black farmers in this area and throughout the country, but I'm going to speak specifically about this area. And can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, I'm sorry. So, it's very important that we support each other. We have a brother down the road, Muhammad Farms, and they have a farmer's market. It's a black-owned family business, and it's called My Community Market. And it's in Boykins, Virginia, very rural, and they serve a purpose because they are the only food source for about 30 miles. And prior to their existence, y'all will not believe this, but the food source was the Dollar General. If persons did not want to travel 30 miles to the next actual grocery store, so this brother and his family, just incredible. So we drive there, we go out of our way to drive there to support because that's necessary. We have to do that. You know, we should be taking buses to these businesses on the weekends. You know, that should be a caravan. That should be a weekly caravan. It should be a monthly caravan. Wow. That should be, we have to keep our businesses in business. We don't have to depend on anyone else to do that. We can do that ourselves. We can, that's an action.
That's right.
And so,
that's right.
Yeah, so we do it individually. We take people with us. We tell people about it. But that's how we keep our businesses in business. Just keep showing up. Go out of your way. What's the big deal? So what?
Right.
We drive an extra 40 minutes just to support. So what's the
that's
big
right.
deal? You know, so we have to do that. We've got to do it.
And you know, something, it's funny that you said that. And I was, usually I'm with an organization in throughout the United States called BIR. Basically, it's Brothers in Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So every year they would go out and have a retreat.
Mm-hmm.
So I had went one time, but then when they did the scamdemic, they closed the place down. But this was a place about 40 minutes out of New York called Edie Farms, owned by blacks. Blacks owned the whole thing, and we would rent the room, the three people in the room, and we would talk about what the stuff we did living on the dirty side of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
And then the accomplishments of living on the other side of the coin via the 12-step program and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they would feed us, along with the fees, they would feed us all day, free meals and everything. So to make a long story short, it was very quiet. It was a stream. You could meditate. It was excellent. Well, during with the lockdown, in the scamdemic and everything that they done pulled off to just to disrupt everybody's life globally with what transpired with this pandemic, scamdemic, where they actually just took our lives and just twisted it and killed people and all of this. They just redid it and they was able to get the place again.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one difference. The place is owned by Asians. The guy loaded it.
Oh, wow.
It was the same way during the hurricane. It was the same way during the hurricane that Peg Leg Bates lost his resort. Because Peg Leg Bates was the only place that black folks could go.
Right,
black
in the Poconos.
Peg Leg Bates.
In the Poconos.
White folks wasn't
letting us go to their place. Got a rustling going on, and it's coming through.
So this guy, he lost his place, and I didn't go this year.
Right.
Due to helping out people that that's having trouble. Asians own the place now.
Oh, wow. That is so sad.
It just hurted me, knowing that they just messed up people's lives within the last 3 to 4 years with what's going down, and nobody seems to care. There's no Nat Turner voices except for the fired city workers that's been struggling, and everybody else is like, hey, that's it. And when when I saw that this guy gave his 8-year-old daughter that snake bite, I just couldn't believe it. So thanks, Lil. Let me get off my soapbox. Thank you very much, and good luck.
All right, Brother Ray Ray. Thank you. Hey, before you go, who's coming up for the lecture series this week?
Sorry. Yeah, with all this happening, I forgot. The doctors, to the great people of Baltimore and the listening audience, the Dr. Lewis lectures on YouTube, Brooklyn William Mackey Jr.'s History Club, Community Cop. Last show is up with Brother Mike Graves.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike Graves will be the keynote speaker this week at the Mackey's group. So it's going to be big. It's going to be nice. So Brother Mike is going to be the keynote speaker this week at the Brooklyn William Mackey Jr.'s History Club. So thank you very much, Sister Filet.
All right, my brother. No problem. Okay. And, of course, for family, the lecture is available via Zoom. And so if you're interested in getting the link, when I get it, I'll be more than happy to send it out to you. Just let me know. I usually get it a day or so before it's actually happening, so probably Monday or Tuesday. And the lecture is on Wednesday. And, again, you can catch it on Zoom. All right, Brother Ray Ray, thank you very much.
Yes. All right.
All right, family, we're going to go back to our sister Angela. And before we get ready to close out with her, we want to just kind of go over a few more things. I know he's not listening, but I want to do a big shout out to the person that connected us, our brother, Edgar Ridley. He's the one that connected us, and so I, again, would be remiss if I didn't mention, his great work, and want to thank him and his wife, Sister Linda, for connecting us and making sure we were able to move forward, you know. And, of course, you illustrated for one of his books.
Absolutely, yes, A Symptomatic Life. It was an honor to have worked on a compilation piece that was based on his anthology. Mm-hmm. And I'm truly thankful for that. So The Golden Apple is his anthology, and A Symptomatic Life is as a result of his symptomatic thought process. So I'm just thankful to have been a part of that creative process, getting that information out to the world.
No, and speaking of that, he's been very helpful for me, because we're going to be launching as a part of the MWM25. We're going to be launching in September our Sickle Cell Anemia Project. And, of course, Brother Edgar is one, and his brother, he's a twin, and he and his brother both had sickle cell. His brother had it worse and, of course, has made transition. But he shared a lot of good information with me about sickle cell. And so next month we're going to launch and get ready for our major project that focuses on sickle cell for our people, making sure that people have more information in our communities. And
absolutely,
that we're more actively involved in that, because for some reason Black folks don't seem to gravitate to, they got all these different diseases and out here, of course, cancer, heart disease, and so forth. But I rarely hear Black folks talk about sickle cell. Primarily affects us.
That's right.
So September is National Sickle Cell Awareness Month, family. So we're going to be talking more about, because there's some key things that people need to know about sickle cell. And certainly, folks that are planning to get married, they need to be aware of some things. This just sounds like you're kind of moving around a bit, so I'm going to get ready to let you go. I know you just got in, because your phone picks up all the sounds. So
I am so sorry about that. I do apologize.
Yeah, before we close out, again, let folks know about the do you ever do live streaming for any of your events?
Well, so here's the thing. Because we're in such a rural area, finding a stable connection is a challenge for us. So we have tried, we have attempted, and I think, we have come across a company that might be able to
satisfy, you know, our needs in that way. But as of right now, no. But we do record our events. And, you know, and if there's someone here who, you know, live streams from their phone or something, that's different. But other than that, no, I do not.
Okay, great. Okay, no problem. Just asking, because anytime, you know, people can get information and, you know, be able to get access, we always want to make sure they know that they can.
Yes, our website, we do have a YouTube channel that we launched a few months ago that my husband and I launched, and that is Nat Turner Library on YouTube. So that's another way.
You have to tell us about you know, I know that the distribution of the books is not as large as it was, but you still have books available and you still publish some. Is that correct?
Well, are we talking about mine personally? Or are we talking about the Nat Turner Library Khalifa Dynasty?
The Khalifa books.
Oh, yes. Thousands of books are still in inventory. And we also have lots of, there's also lots of rare books and books that are out of print. And so, that's a really huge resource.
Yeah.
So,
we've got to learn more about that. Yes.
Yes, yes. It's a huge resource. And so, you know, I would encourage anyone who's, you know, who's a bookhead, who's interested in learning about history, our history, true history, and as it relates to Nat Turner, you know, there are people who are writing books about him. However, in Southampton County, where we are, where he's from, there are local griots who have given us oral information that we have transcribed that you're not going to find in a Caucasian book written about Nat Turner that they've studied or compiled or whomever. So we've got authentic information. And, you know, our goal and our mission is to just continue to uphold the legacy, to preserve it, to stay strong, and to just keep Nat Turner's spirit alive.
Oh, wow. That's right. Wow. All right. Well, I'm definitely interested in the book collection, and we'll talk more about that because I have to rebuild my book library and strengthen it and further, you know, get it moving further. So we will definitely be talking more about that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited about you all coming out and, you know, looking forward to something coming together for 11/11. That would be wonderful. We welcome having you all here, you know. Let's plan towards that.
Yep. Listen, you just said it, and that means it's going to get done.
Okay, let's do it.
A brother I spoke with earlier, Brother New World, he said the one thing about black women, they get it done. I'm paraphrasing. That's pretty much what he says.
In fact,
I'll say more. He also said, as far as he's concerned, and I know this is a controversial statement, but he was joking, well, not really joking, but he said, you know, the black woman is for him is God. You know, this is what he said, because they get it done.
Okay.
Yep, that's what he said. We get it
that's
done.
Right.
You know. All right, my sister. Well, listen, I wish I could be there with you physically tomorrow, but I'll definitely be there with you spiritually. That's for sure.
And I feel that. Yes, I thank you for all of your energy and all of those who've called in and those who are listening. You know, we receive your energy. You know, it is a struggle out here sometimes, you know, in this rural area. And, you know, but we're standing strong. We're not giving up. We're not giving up the land. We've had our battles. We've had our, you know, challenges, but we're not giving up. And so we're still standing. And so we thank you all for whatever you have, whether that's energy, whether it's prayers, whether it's a donation, whether you volunteer your time to come out and do some farm work, you know, however that might be, we are so grateful and thankful. And, you know, our goal is to keep the legacy alive. And as you know, with as many people whose hearts are touched to want to be a part of assisting with keeping that legacy alive, being a part of history, making history with us. So, you know, our thing is, hey, let's build together. And it's a place for all of us. It's not just our home, but it is a place to, you know, come together for events such as Nat Turner Day, you know, for the Black Book Awards. And now we're honoring our elder once a year for his born day. We figure if he, you know, has been able to uphold Nat Turner's legacy for 30-plus years, he's been able to award Black authors for 30-plus years, we decided on his born day, April 29th, to name it H. Khalif Khalifa Day. And so we've done that the past 2 years. So 2023 will be our third year in doing so and honoring him. And so we believe in giving people their flowers while they are with us. So we just shower him love and appreciation. And that's what we do with all of our, you know, our elders, you know, who are making an impact in our lives. We have to do that. So, yeah, I just wanted to just, you know, just say that. But next year we're looking forward to, you know, going into our new building, having that building built. And, you know, so we just thank our sisters and brothers who are, you know, just holding their fists up and, you know, walking with us in a spirit of unity. So I thank you, sister, for having me on the show and being able to talk about the Nat Turner Library and Elder Khalifa and his legacy. So we give thanks for that, and we thank you all for your support.
Absolutely. Thank you, sister, and the family.
Mr. Filet.
Yes,
It's funny. It's funny, real quick, what she just said. In New York, Governor Hochul and some Black folks, they have just passed another multi-billion-dollar bill to prep up the educational history in the schools for Holocaust victims and going to give them some more money. And Black folks was involved in the whole procedure to give these Jews for what happened in the Holocaust extra study and more information in the curriculum in schools. And these Black folks won't speak up to for us for nothing.
Well,
that's unfortunate.
And they got pictures of Black folks sitting there with this devil in a red dress and smiling that they upped the ante for educational and more help for Holocaust victims and won't vote to give us nothing, and they all out of bubble gum.
And so,
Black
Brother
folks
Ray,
with them.
And that's just why, saying. You know, in talking with Sister Angela, that's why to have our own land, and don't get me wrong, those people owe us, and we should still fight for wherever it is, you know. But also, at the same time, we got to get our own. Got to. So I'm certainly going to be on board in supporting, you know, this project of the Nat Turner legacy, because that land needs to stay in Black hands without a shadow of a doubt.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it will.
Wow. All right. All right, family. Well, listen. We're going to get ready to close this session out. Again, we're talking with Sister Angela Khalifa, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful dialogue. It's been a wonderful program. This whole program was powerful.
Yes, the whole program, absolutely. Thank you, sister.
Oh, you
you're
here
amazing.
Earlier?
But I was driving. I was on the highway, so I didn't want to let you hear all that static, and I had to pull into the driveway. You know, I didn't want you to do that to you.
Okay. We the other sisters were just
work
great. Oh, thank you. And you know what? It's interesting because we've been doing this program for 13 years.
Awesome.
13 years straight.
Congratulations. That's beautiful. Yes. Well, I'm looking forward to
you.
Looking forward to working on the project with you, and we've got work to do.
Yes, we do. And listen, like I said, so it is written, so it is done. So it is said, so it is done.
Okay. Ashe.
Ashe. All right, my sister. Enjoy your day tomorrow. And listen, just much love and much respect.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your energy and your prayers. You all be blessed. Peace.
Thank you. Peace to you.
All right, family, listen, that was wonderful, powerful, powerful conversation with sisters tonight, and Brother Ray Ray, of course, always. But listen, you know, as you heard, we've got our work to do, and we're going to definitely work on a caravan for for November, in recognition of, you know, that is the day that the general, Matt Turner, became an ancestor. And so we want to recognize that in a proper, appropriate kind of way, and that is to visit the area that's a part of his legacy, and that is, of course, maintained by Black folks. That's a beautiful thing. Oh, wait. We've got to support that. Anyway, fam, listen. We're going to get ready to close this session out. I guess it's a little earlier for tonight because it's only, 12:10. We usually don't close out until 12:30, but, you know, we're kind of done for tonight. And I got to get ready for tomorrow for the big festival here in Philly, the Healing Fest with Mama C, Mama Charlotte. And, you know, again, for those who didn't catch that part, Mama C is from Tanzania. She and her husband have been in exile for over 30 years, and she's not in exile per se, obviously, because she's able to travel, but her husband is. You know, again, COINTELPRO, woo, we're going to do some sessions on COINTELPRO. But listen, since I still have Brother Ray Ray, one of the questions or one of the things that we were focusing on tonight also, Brother Ray Ray, is the new type of COINTELPRO by some other name, but the new types of it and the new type of the Boule kind of modes, you see, because the great Father Steve Coakley, gave us a lot of incredible information, and we want to help move that forward. And so we're going to be doing some sessions on that because we want folks to have more clarity. There is the basic standard information and understanding, but there's also, if not the wannabes, okay, because you got to know, to get into the Boule, you've got to either be suggested to be a member or brought in or what have you. So there are other types of modalities that is not directly connected in the type of actual membership, etc., but there are other components, you see, and so that's some of what we need to, and we'll be talking more about in the future, that there are subdivisions, for lack of a better terminology, and these people, let me tell you, some of them, again, because they can't get in or, you know, whatever, but their detriment is just as much there, and we need to be able to recognize who some of these people are. But let me tell you, they're dangerous. I just recently had a situation of something similar, okay, and that's what it turned out to be. And so sometimes, again, some of these people are not actual members, active members. Some of them are not even recognized members, but they are affiliated with people who either are or do support. And as a result, they end up doing activities or things that is directly connected in terms of the chaos and destruction that they implement. So, you know,
to prove their loyalty.
Very good. Yes. Well, well, you know what? Some of them aren't even smart enough for that, Brother Ray Ray. See, again, mm-hmm. I've taken what Steve gave us and have done some other kinds of observations, and some of these people, it's not even about, you know, them doing it to get approval or whatever. There is a mindset. There's a mindset. And so the mindset is almost automatic in certain people. For example, it's like you either do something or you don't. Well, what I mean by that is for some, if you're not fighting for liberation, our people, justice, or whatever, then obviously for some, you're going to do something else, right? And that something else is going to be the opposite of that. So my point is, in some of these situations, because people will not make a commitment or a real, you know, kind of assertive effort to really do something to help Black folks, they inadvertently or indirectly become a tool for the enemy. And then they end
they're showing their colors. You can see them. They right there in front of your face,
right,
now.
Right. But my point is, sometimes it's not even about that they're gonna get something. You see, this is what I'm saying. We've got to now go to the next level of some of these modes of operation. Baba gave us the foundation and the key. The next part of that is seeing how that operates today, right? And let me give you another example. So let's say you have a sorority or a fraternity. So you have folks that join, some of it is blindly, right? They don't really know, you know, the what's really going on. They get caught up in the initial hype of it because initially they're not really told or shown some of the other stuff, not when you first come in. You're gradually kind of brought into the fold, right? So again, some
like
of the
a fish biting, like a fish biting a hook in the water.
right, exactly. And so if you begin to prove yourself for some, then of course you get, you know, you get in deeper or you get more information or what have you. See, again, we got to break this stuff down. It is very, very interesting. And the more our people know about how this stuff operates, the better off we were all going to be. And we'll be able to counter a lot better as well.
Well, case in point,
mm-hmm.
in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
on Nostrand Avenue and Willoughby,
mm-hmm.
big, giant Masonic Hall,
mm-hmm.
lot of big building. Masonic Hall, been there for years. Blacks went there for parties, you know what they do. And they went and sold it to the Jew man. And the people, they done tore the institution down. Boo, the deal was made years ago, where they okayed it, and the Jew man and the investors said, we want this building, Masonic Hall. Hi, Black folks, with they, whatever they do, signs and this and that, and went and sold it, and the community finds out later after they done tore the institution down to the ground, just brought the bulldozers in there and ripped it down like it wasn't nothing.
Wow.
And then the community gets up in arms, and these same people you talking about, some of them wannabes, some of them looking to grab onto that hook that's in the water with that snail around there thinking they getting something.
Right.
Then they
right.
come out and want to act like they was against it when they were really for it.
Right.
Because they gave
yep.
it away, and the institution stood for years. We went to parties there. They gave parties for me there.
Right.
And all these folks that were members used to talk all this and that and this and that, and you name it, they talked it. Chess out, suits, you know, straight up. And when that Jew man wanted that building, they sold it to him without a fight. So they building a synagogue on the right side of Nostrand Avenue, and they building whatever they're going to build on the left side of Nostrand and Willoughby in Bedford-Stuyvesant.
Mm. Wow.
To what an institution down came with the bulldozers and ripped everything that they ever did in there to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't nothing.
Wow. Well, Brother Ray Ray, this is what they're doing all over the country. They're doing it all over the country. And again, black folks will not organize themselves, ourselves, on the type of level that's necessary. And so I'm going to tell you what's getting ready to happen. Folks going to pay some serious prices. Because it's been going on. I started off earlier tonight with playing the Animal Marcus Garvey 100 years ago. 100 years ago, actually 101. It was 1921. And the things that he was talking about is the same thing we're talking about now. The only difference is he was actually doing it. Most of our people, and I'm talking about the ones who, you know, claim to know certain things, they ain't really kind of put forth no effort to develop anything that's independent. And we got to look at that very critically.
Like Coakley said, they answered to the king, and the king said he want it, and you better give it up.
Wow. You
better give it up.
The way I'm viewing things now, Brother Ray Ray, is if a person, an entity in the community is talking black, and they're not trying to do something independent, they suspect for me.
I mean, I saw the bulldozers coming in. They done ripped the whole building, all the artifacts and everything.
Yep.
And the majority of people on the work crew is Mexican boys.
Yep. Well, you know, again, and I think someone said it earlier. In fact, I was listening to Brother Mike, Community Cop, the last edition, and what the Brother Noel said was, it's going to take a few folk, you know. It's not going to be a whole lot of people all at one time. It's going to be a few. And it's going to be those few that you know, do what needs to get done. See, so some of us are not looking for no whole lot of people anymore. Because for me, for one, I done had 2 million. But to see how many is going to really stay and do the work, I already know what that story is about. See, and so now I don't look for any of that. Yeah, I don't look for none of that.
They wasn't supposed to sell. They wasn't supposed to sell. You cannot go to no Jews and buy their institution. But they come in and say, we want your institution. And they took that institution and ripped it all those years of that place being there. Just took it down and put it into mafia dumpster.
But this is what we know, and that's why I love what you are doing. I love what the family is doing with making sure our history, because the fundamentals are what you're doing, and, again, history, culture, language, a entity, a group that does not either know or have their own history, language, cultures, they will be subject to whatever. That's just the way it is. And at this stage of the game, we should know that. So with what you and the Mackey Study Group is doing, that's a major part, making sure that our history is made readily available. That's very important. Along with culture, language, and other traditions that's connected to that. Once our people start gravitating more to those things, then we'll be able to say less about, you know, what's going on, what's happening to us, how they attacking us and all of that, because part of the weaponry or the arsenal that we will have is our history, culture, language, and those things are connected. The Jewish people, they got that. The Korean people, they got that. The Chinese people, they got that. The Arab people, they got that. They got their own languages. They got their own religions. They got their own cultures, all of that. See?
Right.
So until we do those things and have it, you know, pretty much, you know, a real kind of thing, then best believe this kind of conversation will be happening in another 100 years.
Right.
See? You have to do the critical analysis. What are we not doing? Right? When the continental Africans come to the U.S., a lot of them not only know their native language, they not only know English, a lot of times they know 2, 3, 4, 5 other languages.
Right.
Right? See? You can maneuver like that. You can maneuver. We better learn the nature of the game for real. That's why now every chance I get, I pop on YouTube and start reviewing Spanish, a couple other languages. Not because I want to. I definitely don't want to. But, hey.
Well, what if, let me ask a question, like I always say. What if YouTube and Facebook just all of a sudden stop?
Then we go back to what we was doing.
That's why these group always make copy, hard copies of the lecture. Because
right,
on any
right.
given time, what they doing now, they basically going after freedom of speech. You can't
right.
say nothing unless they
right.
look at what you're saying. If they,
right.
you could have all the letters behind your name, but and they have taught you, and you read, and they say, no. Still, what you just dictated, is we don't want it being said.
See, that's why I don't even go that route. And the thing for me with the YouTube piece is just convenience, only relegated to a few things. See, I can listen to something while I'm working or cleaning or whatever. So when I hear the language thing, then it helps to familiarize me with that language. See, that's kind of like, you know, I'm doing something else anyway. So my point is, when I'm studying our history and culture, I'm not, that's not me being dependent on YouTube for that.
Right, but I'm just saying in general.
Right. Yeah.
In general, not just what you're doing, but in general.
No, and I get that. But all I'm saying is just like you and I and others, we use Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We use Zoom to connect those pieces. So I'm just saying that's what I'm referring to. Utilize certain advantages or technology or whatever to connect and do some of these things. And like you said, before they take it away, because that's where it's going.
Just like the book by Robert Kennedy, number one seller, book selling like hotcakes, but the mainstream media would never say it was selling like hotcakes. Barbara Brick's book, number one seller, the one that the White House, I just brought it, the coronavirus
mm-hmm.
task force coordinator, who they can't stand now, Silent Invasion.
Right.
That book. You could say it what you want to say about this white man called Glenn Beck and what he is and this and that, but his book on the Great Reset, I'm slowly reading that. I'm reading 4 books along with Jeannie's
mm-hmm.
book. Jeannie, the irritated Jeannie's book, Jews Are the Problem, is a classic on war on
yeah.
the horizon. He did excellent. It's a small read. But
mm-hmm,
it's an
mm-hmm.
excellent book, family out in Philly. You could get it on War on the Horizon. It's a small book, but he gives you the resources from Rumble and Big Shoot. Those are independent websites that don't block anything, like YouTube and Facebook would block information.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't hear, but those books are selling like hotcakes, but you would never hear about it on the mainstream media. It's, the book, every time I'm into the book now, and it just is disastrous on how they just twisted everybody's lives. And it mm-hmm. really hurt it that this man, Lord, this place, Edie Farms, is about 45 minutes out of New York, and it's quiet, and have the retreat there, black-owned. Brother did good for the organization because I'm late joining the organization. Even though I've been around and had more accumulated, I turned my life around way before these new people that came in, but I didn't join, so I joined. And they said he lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Asians done brought the place, and it was so quiet.
Yep.
You could go fishing, and now Asians.
Right.
So black folks giving the money to Asians now, like you said.
Yep. And that's going to keep happening until we develop those who are committed to black liberation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If they're not making that kind of commitment, like Dr. John Henry Clark taught us, Dr. Ben taught us, Malcolm X taught us. If folk are not ready to go to that level, Brother Ray Ray, then anything else can happen and will. And that's just it. This is family. We're going to close this session out.
When y'all said y'all in the process of getting that little small piece of real estate over there, I would
mm-hmm.
jump on that thing because real estate in New York, you can't get nothing.
Yep, I know. But listen, we got to close out.
All right.
I want to thank all our folks that joined us tonight. Of course, Sister Maleka over at One Art, Sister Mama Nzinga over at the Healing Center, and, of course, our sister at the Nat Turner Land Site Farm and Library. Of course, great, great, great. Wonderful work, the Khalifa family, and of course we spoke with our sister Angela, and of course we still have Brother Ray Ray with us. So listen, family, we reached that hour. We're going to close this out, and we want to thank everyone for sharing with us, for having that positive energy. And we'll be black next week. We're going to give you some reports on some stuff that's happening this week. We'll definitely be black next week, and so hope y'all have a wonderful week coming in as we continue in the spirit of resistance and of black artists. So listen, you know what we do right now, Brother Ray Ray? We say we're going to leave folks as we oftentimes greet them in the spirit of Ma'adenhotep. But y'all know there ain't going to be no peace, meaning Hotep, until there's truly Ma'atic justice. Because as Brother Ray Ray tell you, if there's no justice, there's no what, brother?
Peace.
No peace.
No justice.
All
no
right,
peace.
Family. So listen, we also say, promote your tutishinda. Together, we shall win. And we got to get some wins real soon because these folks are, they real serious now. Not like they haven't been before, but it's all the way now for sure. All right, family. Talk to y'all next time. And remember, Sister Keisha Thorough Black Talk, Thursday they are back. And you can catch the latest edition on YouTube. And as Brother Ray just said, they will be conducting their biweekly Mackey Study Group session. And this week it will be featuring Brother Mike Graves. So check it out. All right, family, listen. Talk to y'all next week. And again, promote you to the Shinda. Together, we shall win. Peace out.
Okay, thank you.
All right.